You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham and for Cynthia Canty. The legislature approved a budget before it took summer recess. The Republican-led body did include language to kill funding for Planned Parenthood. The goal is to stop money for family planning and reproductive services going to any group or facility that also performs abortions. Governor Rick Snyder doesn't think that's enforceable or constitutional. Lori Carpentier is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So what was your reaction to this move to stop sending state funds for reproductive services to Planned Parenthood?
I've been doing this for 33 years, and I recognize it for what it is, and that is a political expedient move without regard for what the actual consequences would be for Michigan women and families. And I read that as the folks that are behind this to understand that they don't really care what the consequences are as long as it helps them get elected in the fall.
Is it just about elections, or are these, you know, as the phrase that we've used a lot lately, closely held beliefs that abortion is wrong and anybody who supports abortion shouldn't be getting state money?
Oh, I think I think you can bifurcate that. There are a few for whom it is a closely held belief, if we want to call it that. I think, though, for others, it really is political expediency, and they're looking at primary runs, and they're worried about charging up the base. And I'm always just really put off by policies that are for that gain, and what it really does is disadvantage tens of thousands of women in Michigan.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, how many people do you serve in the state?
Writ large, Planned Parenthood of Michigan serves more than 65,000. Under this program, we serve about 45,000. We are one of 30 providers of the federal family planning pass-through money of Title X, but we do 70% of the work, and we are already deprioritized by other rulemaking that happened long before now, and even deprioritized, we do 70% of the work, and that's because there have not been appropriate providers of this care to step up and take the grant. So by limiting from us, it's not as if there are folks waiting in the wings. And if they are, they are probably not appropriate providers that can actually meet the requirements of the grant. So I think it's a cut off your nose to spite your face. And, you know, the irony of this is that if you remove access to family planning services, then what you're going to get is more unintended pregnancy, which statistically will and certainly end up in more abortions. So it's completely counterintuitive.
What do you expect Governor Snyder to do with this provision in the budget?
Well, I guess we have to wait and see. His office has come out to say that they believe, as you indicated in the intro, that this is unconstitutional, and we certainly believe that that's true as well. The Michigan Constitution doesn't allow you to put little language in the budget that amends actual statute, and in our view, it's black and white that that's what this does. So we certainly agree with the governor's assessment and hope he'll act on it.
Well, earlier today we spoke with Genevieve Marnin, the legislative director for Right to Life Michigan, and she does not look at it the same way.
Well, we disagree because Public Act 360 of 2002 clearly says that the department shall prioritize its family planning spending to non-abortion providers. So it's never been challenged as an unconstitutional law for 16 years. It's been on the book. And Planned Parenthood in its own statement said they provided 70% of the Title X family planning services last year in the state. So clearly it's not being followed. I believe that the administration has every right to demand its departments to follow the law.
Is she right? Is Planned Parenthood by state law already ineligible for state dollars for family planning?
No, Genevieve, as is commonly the case, is completely ignorant of what is actually occurring. The grant is a federal grant that is passed through the state. The MDHHS has indeed followed the law, and that is precisely my point, and Genevieve doesn't get it. They have tried to prioritize to organizations that do not offer abortion services with their private dollars separately from anything they get under Title X. I need to emphasize that. And folks don't want it. Title X is a money-losing proposition. The only way Planned Parenthood makes it work is because we can do this work at scale. We're better at it than anybody in the state. So we take $4.4 million of federal dollars that are passed through the state, and what the state gets back is $12 million in programming because we mix that $4.4 million with private dollars, and we make sure that any other resources that can be used for this program are, in fact, used for it. So by any measure, we are the best people in the state to do this. We're the experts. We do it with better quality, and Genevieve just simply doesn't understand that.
Lori Carpentier is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Michigan. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day.